everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach. And today I have one of our almost graduates of the Advanced Leadership Course, which is a very intense course. So Donna Hodges, to get this far is pretty incredible. Congratulations. And so lovely to have you here to share your wisdom with regards to a particular topic that we are choosing to hone in today, which is collaboration. Welcome, Danae.
Thank you.
So, Danae, before we begin, can you tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been in the industry for, what's your current position?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the industry for about six and a half years. So I've only ever worked on two boats. I was on my last boat for 5.5 of those years. So yeah, I've worked my way up from junior stew to chief stew. So I was chief stew for this last mid season, and I'm currently on a sabbatical, just taking a few months off before I go back to yachting next year.
Beautiful. And why did you decide to do a leadership course?
The main reason was I've always struggled with confidence issues, and I just wanted to almost nip it in the bud, because it was affecting my life and how I view leadership, and I just wasn't feeling like I was confident enough to step into a leadership role. So when I was offered the promotion of chief stew, I just wanted to make sure that I had the right tools, I'd gained confidence, and I actually had, that I was able to lead confidently and in the right way. I wanted to do my team justice, and I wanted to make sure that I was doing the right thing. So it was all about confidence for me, but also having the tools and the knowledge to actually lead a team.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. So I know at the beginning of the course, we set some goals with regards to where you are now and where you want to be. And you made it very clear that you wanted to work on your confidence, but also impart your knowledge and resources as a result of learning in the course to others so that they can feel that they're equipped to be part of a team and to be a productive member of that team. So how would you describe your growth and transformation? Where were you before you started the course, and where are you now?
Yeah, I think when I first started, I was feeling very nervous, but excited. Like I said, it was the confidence thing for me. So it was, I think, stepping up into a leadership role, I was feeling a bit micromanaged, or I think that was a limiting belief maybe, but I just feel like I wasn't trusted yet as a leader. So I was feeling very motivated to prove myself, but I was also quite nervous taking on that role. It was basically, just learning, how to support my team. I think that was another thing. So I just wanted to make sure that they felt supported and that they, I was doing them justice. So, but I was very nervous. I was excited. I knew there was a lot for me to learn. So basically getting to those steps, this course helped a lot. So basically with my success path, I definitely feel like I was very nervous in the beginning. I was feeling a bit micromanaged because I don't feel like people trusted me in that leadership role yet. I definitely wanted to prove myself. So I knew there was a lot to learn, and I was feeling very motivated to do it. So by the end of the course, we worked on a lot of, it's basically getting to understand who you are as a person, what makes you tick, using your strengths and building on them to actually support your team. So by the end of, to this point now where I've got to, I actually feel a lot better and where I'm at with confidence. A lot better at setting boundaries. I'm a lot better at clear communication. I'm feeling a lot more confident in my role and how to support my team. So it's been really good, but it's been obviously a slow, long process, and it's been a lot of self-reflection, self-evaluation to get to this point. But it's been really good, because you have to dig deep and actually figure out who you are as a person and who you want to be as a leader, which is really good.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because I don't know if I was listening to a podcast or something, and they said in order to lead, you need to know yourself first before you learn how to lead others. And that's exactly what you described. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Now, from memory, I remember you saying that the collaboration module is one of your favorite modules. Was that right? Was it you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and no, I absolutely love this module.
Why? Why did you love it so much?
I think it's so important. For me, like, I work best in a team. I bounce off other people's ideas, and it's important for me to get that. It creates, that's where you get the creative juices flowing. I think you more likely to solve problems or like make people feel a sense of belonging. I think for me, when I was a junior student, I loved it when my chief student would ask me for my opinion, or like, you know, we could collaborate on whether it was table settings or whatever it was. I felt like I was really part of the team and that my opinion was valued. Mm-hmm. So that made me feel like a sense of belonging in the team. So I think that's always been important for me to create that within my own team. It's just about, for me, it's the brainstorming, working with your team, you know, rather than just delegating tasks and letting them just follow through. So, I absolutely love working within that team.
Okay. So in terms of a fractured team environment where the crew are not collaborating, they might be doing their own thing. So they are segregated, choosing to be isolating, and not communicating effectively. What characteristics have you seen with regards to a team that is not collaborating? So anything that you would add to that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that, there's always a deeper meaning behind that, why someone's so resistant to it. Mm. So, I mean, that might have something to do with crew culture as well, and maybe the vibe on board isn't good. Maybe people don't feel that they can be vulnerable, or that their opinions aren't trusted enough to actually offer their opinion on things. So I think it's it could also be fear-based. I mean, it's maybe when people feel like their position has been challenged, or if, you know, maybe they feel a bit threatened. I think that's what I've seen quite a lot. So they're not open to collaboration is when they feel their position is threatened. I think it's trying to work out what's with that individual. If you have individuals in the team that aren't willing to collaborate, I think it's actually getting to the point of it and finding out what the deeper meaning is behind it. So it's just figuring out where that resistance is coming from.
Perfect. So what tools have you learned in order to find out where that resistance is coming from?
Yeah, I think it's just obviously being aware of what's going on, just asking the question, really checking in with them. Well, that you don't have to be like overbearing and ask a million questions, but it's just figuring out what's going on in their life. That's maybe something's happening at home, or maybe they're not happy at work, but it's just, making use of active listening. So making sure that they feel heard. Basically asking them the right questions, actually listening to them, and then repeating back what they've said. So to make sure that you're on the same page, and then try to figure out, work it out together. I think that also opens up discussion where you can, maybe there's another issue that you could figure out together. And that way also, I think you're developing a stronger relationship with that person when you're able to open them up and get down to the problem. Maybe it's something they're not happy with you, but at least it's opened the doors up to let's fix this and like let's get on the right track again.
Communication. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of you working on board, have you ever been in that space or position where there was tension and perhaps conflict, and you had to bring the team together to a more positive environment and harmonious relationships?
Yeah, I think it does happen, especially during season when everyone's tired, everyone's overworked, there's not much, sometimes it does get to the point where it's every man for themselves mentality. And that's hard because you don't see people pitching in when you need them to do it the most, you know. So I think it always helps just to, you know, for me, it's always like getting people to come together again, like just showing an interest in them, asking them how they're doing. I like to help out wherever if they need help. I think it's just, there has been times where, you've really had to like bring the team together by just doing fun activities on the one day off you have, like making sure that you're doing something with the crew, that everyone's feeling included. It's building those relationships with the individual crew members within your team and as the crew as a whole. So It's a bit of a balancing act, and it's sometimes you don't get those days off where you don't have the time to have these cool crew days to bond and things. So it is trying to make work fun at the same time and feeling heard and that they're happy, or as happy as you can be on charter. But it's just, I think, it's checking in and making sure that everyone's like okay. And I think that already fosters a lot of teamwork and collaboration.
100%. And that also builds culture. So all those different elements that you've described, those different behaviors, is what contributes to the culture on board. I know that values and culture it's very, very big, diverse topics. And to even wrap your head around that is very challenging. And that's why these particular modules at the end of the course, and we had a build up until we've reached this point, because you've learned skills along the way in terms of those questions that you mentioned, asking open questions, there's a particular style of questioning you need to use. What is vulnerability? What is empathy? What motivates crew? What are the intrinsic rewards? What are the extrinsic rewards? And yeah, going back to values as well, like, if we don't understand our values, the team's values, then we can't create the overall vessel's values. So with the knowledge, and in terms of you having experienced and worked in the industry for so long, I know when I was working in the industry as crew 10 years ago, we never spoke about values. We never spoke about culture. It was, I don't know how to describe it. It is what it is. But definitely behaviors contribute to the atmosphere and the feel and the overall culture. But how would you, or what would you say to heads of departments in terms of, if you are looking to develop a positive culture, where do you begin?
I think the main thing is actually, you know, finding out what the vision of the boat is, what are the values of the boat, and defining that so that everyone, all the HODs, on the same page. I think that's important, is that what are the boat's values? And then once you have a clear understanding of what the boat's values and, you know, what the boat's values are, you can include that into your crew culture. So that's when you can actually learn about your individual team members' values and using them and their strengths and weaknesses, and actually all adding that to the to crew culture. So I think it's also about doing workshops. What can we do as a team to make ensure that there's a safe and like healthy crew culture on board? What are we contributing to it? So maybe you can make a list, and then you could do that with your own individual team, and then bring it to the crew as a whole. And I think it's just understanding what the boat's values are, where our values are in alignment with them, and then actually working towards making it a better culture. So what are we actively doing to contribute to this healthy crew culture.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Danae. I think we'll wrap it up there, because the advice you're giving and the recommendations is so amazing, and probably for our listeners, so overwhelming. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. This is so good. I want to write it down. So we'll let them digest that. And I'm sure you're more than happy if they reach out to you to ask more questions and share ideas. And they're most welcome to reach out to myself as well. Thank you, Danae, for your time, and wishing you all the very best in your leadership endeavors. I have no doubt you're going to be a complete success.
Thanks, Corinne. It was fun.
Hi, everyone. Corinne from The Crew Coach here. If you are interested in the accredited Guest IAMI Advanced Leadership course, do get in touch, as the places fill up very quickly. You can contact me at Karine@thecrewcoach.com. That's K-A-R-I-N-E. Or you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care. Bye.